Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
In a white room with black curtains near the station. Black roof country, no gold pavement, tired starling.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Will Brandt is our guest, president of DSI, DSI.biz, right, Bill?
That's it, sir. That's it.
Development Specialist Incorporated, DSI.biz. I encourage you to go there and check it out. You'll find a number of, if you liked the way Bill brought my indignation over the relinquishing of the Internet by our government to an alleged multi-stakeholder organization. If you like the way Bill brought a bigger picture to that debate, to that discussion, then you'll really enjoy the articles you find there, and I encourage you to follow him there. Bill, thanks again for that. I want to switch now over to the Fed's plan. We have a new chairman, Janet Yellen, whom I think I'm going to like, Bill, because I heard her give two testimonies in Congress. As you know, I don't have a life, so I listen to those things.
Well, you took her to the prom, didn't you?
I did. She was younger than me, though. And so she was a freshman when I was a senior. But I like the way I like what she said. Because she talked about Main Street. She talked about small banks. She talked about small business and family-owned business, things like that. I like the fact that at least we're on her mind and she's willing to talk about it. But she's also put some teeth in cutting back on the quantitative easing of the Fed. What do you think about all this?
I think three things. One, she has a background. I'm not slighting any of the previous Fed chairs because they've all made their own. But rather than an academician or somebody strictly from the Federal Reserve System, she's had a varied career, and so she does get Main Street.
She was, other than any of the other three, I think, she was actually a Fed Bank president.
She was a Fed Bank president, but before that, she also had a varied career in the private sector. So the short version is she gets it. Now she's number two, stuck with a position where QE has gone on for so long.
QE is the $85 billion a month that the Fed's been pumping into. I'm not going to say the economy. I'm going to say Wall Street for the last 5 years. Go ahead now.
It's not the Queen Elizabeth. It's quantum easing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but she now, I think, has begun to. She's easing up on what's going into the economy, as you say, or Wall Street, depending on your perspective, and that's a good thing. But the third thing is the most important, and that is how you unwind this. You know, you've got a lot of bonds that the Fed basically has purchased at fairly low interest rates, which are going to be very hard to move once interest rates begin to go up. And
right.
So how is the Fed going to get rid of these bonds? How are they going to do these sales? And so it's almost like letting steam out of a tea kettle when you want to drink immediately. You got to do it carefully. It's got to be graduated. And that, I think, is what's hit her in the face. Rather than a radical change from the previous, you know, administrations, she now has to let the air out of the balloon slowly in such a way as not to either increase inflation or wreck the economy. It'll be a neat trick.
As Mr. Miller said, she's responsible now for taking away the punch bowl at the party.
Well, she is, but you know what she's going to do? She's going to pull. It's not going to be the punch bowl takeaway. She's going to increasingly make the size of the punch bowl smaller. She's going to swap punch bowls constantly. It's going to get smaller and smaller. And the hope is that most people, having had their fill of the punch, will find the smaller bowl just fine. But if your listeners are looking for a radical change in the economy, this isn't going to happen for them. This is the next 2 or 3 years at least.
And for what? So what I'm looking forward to is when we have a financial market that's based on real fundamentals, not monopoly money floating around, and it'll cause businesses to make decisions based on the marketplace, not on the liquidity the Fed's pumping in.
Well, we have a kind of a joke in our industry. I'm in the restructuring business, as you know, and that is money is essentially free right now. I mean, that historical interest rates are essentially free. It's hard to go broke when money is free. It's hard to see the consequences of your risk decisions when the price of money is free. It has a, you know, sort of a vanilla effect on everything, and
right.
it causes some bad decision making.
But Bill, let me give you two stats here. We polled our audience this week. What's the greatest challenge right now for your business? I'm not going to give you all the answers. I'm going to give you the top one and the bottom one. The top one is simple. We need more sales. 63% said we need more sales. Guess how many said we need a bank loan? Zero. Not one of my respondents said we need a bank loan. Now, when small business owners tell you we need more sales, but we don't need to borrow money, that tells you that Main Street's not doing the same as Wall Street.
No, it also tells you that there's no need to build inventories through a bank loan. The companies are well capitalized because it's been solid for a while.
Yeah. But it also tells me the economy's not growing, and that's
no, the economy's... We're on a long, slow slog back to reality.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Always a pleasure, Jim.
Got to go for this hour. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.